initially there was three of us involved in the actual physical construction and painting of the window. Michael Lane, who I've just mentioned, and another chap I worked with called Richard Seaman. And eventually it was just basically me and Richard, because Mike got another job, so he couldn't be with us very much. And we worked in this church for several months. Most of the actual leading of the glass was done by Richard. Most of the cutting of the glass was done by myself. And then we shared the glass painting. So the features in the window have been painted with glass paint, and then the pieces of glass were fired in a kiln. We had to buy the kiln specifically for the job. And again, the kiln was situated in the church here, at least for half the period. And then, as I said, we had to move everything over to the bin depot. We were working blind, really, because neither of us had ever worked with glass before. Neither of us knew anything about glass painting. And basically, we just had a book there that we learned from, and we did it by trial and error and experimentation. And 25, 26 years on, I see that the glass paint is still on the glass, so we must have got something right after all.